Welcome to A Pastor's Perspective.
Now life is full of heartache, struggle, and pain, but the way we see it, we overcome because He overcame.
We are to always pray. And everything that we do it in Jesus' name. Now, a pastor is a shepherd. He's not selfish. He's friendly. He's a helper. A pastor is a teacher. Faithful. Sensible. He's much more than just a preacher. Now, a leader. Well-respected. And this, well, this, my friend,
is a pastor's perspective.
Family, it's Pastor Kelvin coming to you live. It's been a long time since I've been on individually. I've been doing the vlogs, but welcome back to a new episode of A Pastor's Perspective with your guy, Pastor Kelvin, right here in the wonderful city of Simpsonville, South Carolina. How have you guys been doing? I hope you've been doing well. I haven't spoken with you in quite some time. So I'm glad to be on with you tonight. Can you believe we're almost in the month of November? The last time I think I was talking to you guys, I was dropping my son off at college or picking him up from college, and he's almost through his first full semester in just a few more weeks. I think it ends in December, so we're right there on the cusp of my son finishing his first semester of college. My daughter graduates from college in December. Guys, I tell you, time is moving. Time is moving. At any rate, I just have something short and sweet I want to talk to you guys about tonight. In the book of 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, the 12th through the 14th verses, the writer is telling the reader, don't be surprised when fiery trials or difficult ordeals come your way. The author says, and when they do, don't act as if something strange has happened to you. And right there in that text is where I want to talk to you guys. Literally, I'm only going to be on for a few minutes. From the thought, stay calm. Maybe about a week ago, I called one of my best friends at work because I was having a rough day. I had to teach Bible study that night. The day just at work was miserable, and she allowed me to really vent. And after I got it off my chest and we talked for a while, I realized something, that I should not have been surprised by what occurred. In 1 Peter 4, the author is admonishing believers in Christ that things are going to happen, because during this time, believers were being, if I could say it this way, done very poorly. They were being hurt, abused, some were being murdered. And here Peter is telling them, don't act like something strange is happening to you. He's telling them, in essence, stay calm. In life, family, there are going to be times when things just are not good. And I'm not telling you to take the attitude of a pessimist. But one of the first things I want to tell you tonight is expect it. When you understand the arena that you are in, when you understand the people that you're dealing with, when you understand the network and your surroundings, you have a baseline of what may occur. We should always expect the best. But don't be surprised sometimes when the opposite comes. Peter said to the people, he says, now, fiery trials, strange things, hard times, difficult moments are going to come. Don't act like this is something strange, because it's not. So I need you to stay calm. What happens when difficult moments come, when, like what happened to me, when you're put in a position to become so angry and resentful and fearful, is that it prevents you from thinking clearly and you'll react versus respond. I don't know who needs to hear this, but I need you to stay calm. The door may not have opened just yet. Stay calm. You may not have gotten the answer yet. Stay calm. The doctor's report wasn't like you wanted it to be. Stay calm. The person turned on you. Stay calm. You were mistreated. Stay calm. Don't allow external things to cause you to have an internal catastrophe. You are better than that because you have Christ on the inside of you. Before I even go any further, I need you to take a second and say to yourself, I will stay calm. Don't you dare allow a fiery trial that comes to all of us put you in a position where you have a nervous breakdown, where you become sick, where you become bitter, resentful, hateful, angry, like just believing the worst, like nothing will ever good come from this. Let me help you understand something. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 14, the author goes on to say, when you look at and evaluate the suffering, you'll see that some of this is tied to your relationship with Christ. And when you realize this, you need to rejoice. Expect it, evaluate it, and rejoice because of it. In 1 Thessalonians, I believe the 5th chapter, the writer tells us, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I know this may sound weird to somebody, it may sound odd to someone, but in all things, no matter how difficult the moment is, no matter how difficult the time is, find a reason to rejoice and give God thanks. You may say, well, I don't feel like it. I want you to understand something. Rejoicing is not an act of feeling. It is an act of obedience. Being thankful is not a response because of feeling. It is a decision. I'm deciding to be thankful. I may not feel like I have things to be thankful for, but I'm being thankful. The Bible says, I would have fainted, listen to this, if I failed to see the goodness. Listen to the clause here. If I failed to see, meaning it is my responsibility to look out and see God's goodness in the land of the living, even when I'm dealing with things that are trying to cause me or influence me to react versus respond with a heart of gratitude and a mouth of thankfulness. I need you to stay calm. You're going to get through it. We're all going to get through it. You're going to be all right. Better days are ahead. The Bible said, I have not seen, nor ear has heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men the things that God has prepared for them that love them. Love him, excuse me. What is that scripture? Why did I read that? There are great things that God has prepared for you that you can't even imagine if you just stay calm. Stay calm and stay the course. Respond, don't react. Don't allow a fiery trial to cause you to get out of character, as if you don't know your surroundings. You know who you're dealing with. You know what you're dealing with. But you also know the God that you serve. And he gave you his son, Christ Jesus, so you can conquer anything, because because he's with you. Listen, this is Pastor Kelvin coming to you from a pastor's perspective. It's been a long time since I've been on, but I've really enjoyed my few minutes with you this morning, this evening, this afternoon, whatever time of day you may be listening to this. Know that you've got the victory in Christ Jesus. Just stay calm and receive it. Listen, to my listeners, thank you so much for staying faithful and staying consistent to the broadcast. If you would do me a huge honor, if you are listening with Apple or Spotify or Google, and this podcast, this particular broadcast has encouraged you today, text it to somebody, share it to them, let them hear this. And if you are the recipient and it's blessed you, share it with somebody else. And I would be remiss if I didn't say thank you to all of my listeners who give me words of encouragement, but you also support the podcast financially. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for what you do. I'm grateful. I can't wait to be with you again. I pray that you have a wonderful day, a wonderful evening, a wonderful morning. I want you to know you're blessed because of who your Savior is. I want you to know you're wonderful. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Stay calm and know the best is yet to come. This is Pastor Kelvin. I'll see you again soon right here on the Pastor's Perspective Podcast.